Good day, everybody. It is Sunday, March 25th, 2018. This is the Walking Leader 365. All week long, I've been talking about the fifth habit of highly effective people from the seven habits of highly effective people by Dr. Stephen R. Covey. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. I've talked about it at the very beginning of the week, and I quoted out of Dr. Covey's website. Quote, communication is the most important skill in life. You spend years learning how to read and write and years learning how to speak. But what about listening? What training have you had that enables you to listen so you really deeply understand another human being? Probably none, right? End quote. Folks, all week long I've talked about it. Being an active listener, being an active speaker, working hard to understand others, working hard so that you can convey the message and that you can be understood. And practicing all of that. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in 10 minutes out of that week. No, you have got to be practicing all the time. There is no shortcut to this. There is no quick read. There's no TEDx. There is only doing. There is no medium message. There's no medium write-up. It's about doing. This is one of those habits that you have to be doing to get better. It's like practicing the piano or playing the violin. Sure, you will be horrible at first. You will be terrible at first. But through practice, repetition and practice, and actively learning your craft and honing your craft, then will you only get better. And then will people see you as somebody that wants to understand them first before wanting them to understand you. No, they see you as valuing them first. And then it'll take care of itself. I guarantee it. You show them that you value them first. I guarantee it. They're going to start valuing you. They're going to start looking towards you. They're going to start going in your direction. They're going to start coming to you with issues. They're going to start coming to you with problems. Because, again, they value you. Because they know you're going to listen. They know you're going to understand. And they know that you're not going to talk down to them. You're not going to belittle them. You're not going to steal the conversation away from them and say, well, this happened to me and this is how I dealt with it. Well, back in 1975, that's not how we do things in 2018. And again, I know I'm reaching, but that's even 2090 or 1996 to 2018, two totally different ways of doing business. And business is still evolving. And I know in 2028, someone's going to say, but that's how we do it in 2028, or this is now 2028. 2018 was 10 years ago, and things have changed since then. Folks, the only way to seek first to understand and then to be understood is to constantly work at it. Constantly work at it. Keep changing, keep evolving, because that's the only way it's going to get done, and you're going to master that habit. And this habit can be mastered, definitely. My name is David Guerra. This is The Walking Leader 365 for Sunday, March 25th, 2018. I will talk to you tomorrow.